Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Larry Bluestein will join us at 7:20. We'll talk to him, get his take on UM going to Florida. Blue knows most of these guys from high school days and following it. And, of course, Larry gets wined and dined around the country at all the universities in the off season, going to their camps and seeing who they like and don't like and everything else. Yeah. Blue is he is the guest. He's Florida's guest when it comes to football for high school and college. There's no question about it. So we'll talk to Blue coming up here, man, and get you caught up on our local high school. Boy, all our top teams, man, all got a big L after last week. My God, all of them got hit hard. So we'll talk to Larry Bluestein a little bit about that, looking ahead, and who he likes and who could be in trouble. And, of course, the best story, Northwestern High School, who's been a little down. Northwestern High School hasn't been Northwestern High School recently. And Teddy takes over. Teddy Bridgewater takes over, finishes up his NFL career and takes over as the head coach. And, man, they're off to a great start. 45-0 win over Coconut Creek last weekend. So, and by the way, they're stepping up in competition this week, too, going to Venice. That Venice team is loaded a few hours up the road here. So Blue will give us his take on everything going on there. Hey, so we got some other stuff here that we haven't really gotten to here this morning, and it's been a big story. I don't want to beat it up because it's not changing. The Odell Beckham Jr. injury. I saw Mike, who will join us in the 9 o'clock hour, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, spent some time talking about it and every angle of it. Did they know when they signed him that he might be, and it didn't sound like it, and now they're saying, yeah, there was a chance we knew this would happen, and all that matters, he's going to be 100% later in the year, and he'll more than make up for it. You know, everybody's got a different take. My take is just this. I'm not big on signing guys in the off season that aren't healthy, and not that guys get a lot of cleanup surgeries in the off season. Not a big deal, but you sure like to know that from the end of last year, they're getting them done and that they're going to be ready to go, especially free agents. You know, if it's your own guys, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, you know what they have. You got a pretty good idea with the Achilles and the ACL, how long it's going to be. And I think the team feels really good that Jalen will be in another month, will be pretty close to 100%. And it's going to take him he's going to play right away, and I understand that, but really, to get comfortable and your brain and your body again and trust and all that stuff. And then, you know, Bradley Chubb's working his butt off, and he'll be back. But when it comes to, you know, I just thought Odell Beckham, I just feel like I just kind of got ambushed on this. I thought he was going to play, and I didn't read into camp, but, you know, it's more and more and more and, you know, and still not playing and still not doing one-on-one, still not out there running full speed and catching passes from his quarterback. And, you know, and it is, it's not going to change. It is. Everybody said it, whether you believe what they say or not, you know, that's up. That depends on you of what the team. But listen, team's going to put a positive spin. More so this team, they're going to put a positive spin. Actually, if you got a guy that's on your team, you're gonna put a, most people are going to put a positive spin on it. I listened to some guys yesterday putting about as positive spin for guys that have been watching practice that haven't been around, and they're making it sound like, oh, hey, it's great having him out here no matter what. Well, he told you he's going to practice. He didn't practice. Well, you know, I probably shouldn't have said anything about Ja'Marr Chase. That was a bad idea on my part. I should have had more of the facts. But they're real careful not say anything negative about those star players. Really, really careful. And this Ja'Marr Chase deal with Cincinnati, Cincinnati to me is a really hard team. I get Joe Burrow's really good and one of the best, and Ja'Marr Chase is fantastic. That's a hard team to get a read on how good they are. And I could see him winning double digit. And I could see him with 8 or 9 wins.
Problem is Joe Burrow's missed so much that like that team just feels like,
yeah,
you know, like he's barely even a part of it.
Now, listen,
at this point,
like, nobody's been hurt more than Joe Burrow since he's been, you know, for last couple years. We talk about all these guys been banged up, and our guy's going, hey, talking about the wrong guy. Check Joe Burrow out over there. This guy's had a few injuries to speak of there that haven't. You know, the other story we're going to talk about with Mike Flora, I got to bring this up because he lives down here now. Tom Brady, getting ready to broadcast number one team for Fox NFL. He's got this deal set up, I guess, to a pending deal right now to own a piece of the Raiders. And so the league has set up severe restrictions on what he can and can't do. He can't go to facilities, can't watch practice. Teams don't want to meet with him because they're like, is this stuff going, you know, I mean, it's trying to keep it competitive. And like, if, you know, if he's a Raider, is he going to give them, you know, stuff? So anyway, they hit him with like 5 or 6 different things. He's basically going to study the game from home, whatever tapes they give him and information they give him, and then just go do the games. That's a tough one.
I'm shocked still that he wants to call games, right? Because the problem is you got to be critical of guys, right? Brady's not that far removed from playing.
I don't think Tom's got a problem criticizing guys.
I don't know, man. Well, I guess we're going to find out, but it is weird to own a piece of a team and, you know, be calling games. It's like, I don't know, man. Brady just seems like he wants to play.
You know, he does.
This all boils down to, like,
you know,
he's like, I'll take any position. I'll be an owner. I'll be a broadcaster. Or, you
it
know.
Just it does kind of feel like when
play.
Tom Brady gets up. That's a great call. When Tom Brady gets up in the morning, and in all these things are going on, and
he
fanatics,
rolls out of bed. He's got the model, and you
yeah,
know,
no, and, everything's yeah, good, yeah. And he's going. You know, the one thing, man, I got the $375 million deal with Fox, and I got this, and I got that. I got all the money I could ever want, and I've got my own line of stuff. But you just feel like, you know, what I really want to do, though, I want to be studying film and getting ready to play football, right?
Which, by the way, I mean, we talk about all these crappy backup quarterbacks that are running around the league. You think Brady could find a job somewhere?
Well let me ask you, if a guy or two goes down, I mean,
I don't know.
Sounded like we checked in the business of Tom Brady.
I don't know if he's in NFL shape at all anymore. I know he got kind of skinny, but
well, he didn't go the other way.
What is he, 46 now?
Yeah, no, he's
something like
he
that.
He is definitely closer to 5-0 than 4-0 now. I think part of him goes, nah, this is a dumb idea. But you know, with that guy, part of him is going, I know I can still play.
Can he do the Jackie Moon deal with the Raiders and be like an owner player?
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah. Can you imagine
down there and suit up?
Can you imagine they call the owners again? Go, hey, we got another meeting we have to have. Tom's thinking about Tom's interested in being our quarterback. Like what? What the hell? What are you doing, Tom? You want to be a broadcaster? You want to own a piece of the team? You want to be the quarterback? What do you want to do, Tom? Come on, man.
Maybe that's how they salvage the Davante Adams situation. They bring in Brady.
Don't you just feel like Aaron Rodgers and Devontae somehow are going to be together? Huh? Is that crossed your mind?
That he's going to end up with the Jets?
Yeah.
Oh, God. They do seem to like each other a whole heck of a lot.
Oh, they
though,
did some
man.
Bonding, man. Did some bonding.
That show, yeah. On that receiver
we
show.
We saw that on the receiver.
No, they like
Don't
each other.
Don't say anything about my guy Aaron Rodgers, man.
By
That's
the way,
my guy.
For as weird as Aaron Rodgers is, players really seem to like him.
They do. He's got a lot of guys like him. I agree. I'll tell you who I like, Baptist Health, South Florida. I like talking about him. I hate talking about injuries, but I like Coach said, I know 100% of the time if you're active in team or individual sports, you're going to get injured. Sure, it's nice to have Baptist Health, South Florida. I do know that. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school athletes from Dade and Broward County. A lot of them go to Baptist Health, South Florida. You know why? Because the doctors they have put together. Got great facilities I'll tell you about in just a second, but it's those specialists. It's those team doctors for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. And I don't mean just one. We got a bunch of them, and they stay busy because of all the injuries that we see every day here in South Florida, and you've probably been part of it. I do want to let you know it is Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the practice facility, and the new facility, 595 in Pine Island, in Plantation. Easy to get to, super easy to get to. Dr. Swartzen's up there. That guy's always in a good mood, man. And I will let you know, the next time you have a problem, make the call to see these doctors that work on professional athletes every day. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal, get you healthy playing the sports you love the most.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Yeah, we talk a lot about our high school football because it is some of the best in the country here. And Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider, joins us. Blue, I know they are all competitive games, my man, but I did not expect St. Thomas Aquinas, Chaminade, Central, and American Heritage Plantation, and Western, and Homestead all lose on the same first week of the season.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of nationally rated teams. I mean, you know, I'm not going to make excuses, but you take a look at the three ESPN games, and there's nothing ESPN could complain about. You had American Heritage on Friday. Excellent games. They all came down to the last drive or last, you know, few minutes. Heritage certainly played one of the top teams, defending state champions from Georgia and Milton with Luke Nickel, who's headed to the University of Miami at quarterback, and he performed extremely well. Then on Saturday, you know, what else can you say? You had defending national champion Bishop Gorman from Las Vegas, loaded up and down the lineup. But listen, St. Thomas stayed with him the entire game.
21-10, I mean, man, 21-10 going that second half. You're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then just, you know, a couple of mistakes here and there, but yeah, I mean, and if you see Gorman up close, I mean, you could watch him on TV, but when you're standing like 6 feet from him, 5 feet from him, I mean, it looks like a college team.
Big kids up front,
yeah,
wow.
Very much, but that just shows you how close St. Thomas was with him. And then the nightcap. Listen, I don't think anybody understands. Chaminade lost eight Power Four kids and a bunch of other kids that, you know, graduated and move on, and they took Bosco right down to the last drive.
Had the lead, too.
Yeah, and they had the lead as well. So, I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Obviously, Hoover is a legendary team, and Western, you know, they matched up with Western up front. But the big one was Homestead, you know, losing. And then they had problems last year losing to Palmetto as well. And I said, got a chance last night to see Miami Palmetto and Booker T. Washington. Unfortunately, the weather kind of curtailed it at halftime, but you can see why Palmetto is going to be in the race, especially when we talked at the beginning and I thought, you know, hey, this is Western's year, they're going to run the table. But, you know, as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. I mean, because you have a team like that in Palmetto's that's got balance, well-coached, and then you have Columbus, who obviously today, weather permitting, because I'll tell you what, weather kind of cut into the yesterday.
Yeah, a rough one.
But a great schedule tonight. You know, when you take a look at the games that are, you know, involving our teams, you have Norland and Carroll City. Norland's starting to put things back together. I mean, Carroll City's starting to put things back together. Norland with a big win last night. You know, as they said, you know, football is going right when Carroll City's doing well. And, you know, that they're on the way back up, you know, a couple of years, maybe a year or two away from really contending again. Western and Heritage and I.
Oh, you know, how about that tonight?
Kind of a survival match, you know, because both are 0-1. And, oh, by the way, Western has to play St. Thomas next week. And Heritage has to play Chaminade. And so, yeah, the beat goes on. Another pretty good game to keep an eye on, as we said, out-of-town game. Miami Northwestern, I think right now, emerged as one of the top teams in South Florida, and they could show this evening in Venice that they are one of the best in the state. Venice, as you know, two-time defending state runner-up, scored 63 last week, 60 the week before. I don't think they're going to score 60 against Northwestern, especially with that defense. So Teddy Bridgewater has his team going. I mean, they, you know, this is a really good football program. We'll see tonight. And then probably an under-the-radar game, our council, Our Lady of Good Counsel of Maryland, who just is stacked with talent. I mean, they have like 7-8 Division I type kids and always a national-ranked team, will play Christopher Columbus at Tropical Park. So I think that's one of the you know, underrated games. You take a look at some of the football talent that's on both sides of the ball. And, you know, you're never going to be able to count a Dave Dunn team out. That's for sure. He's done a great job. And, you know, even though they may have lost a few players. And, oh, by the way, if right after Columbus plays this evening, next week they have St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's good to see, by the way, the two Catholic schools in Dayton and Broward playing each other. I like that. That's
should be yearly.
That's a good one. Hey, by the way, let's get back. Coconut Creek, I was surprised to see Northwestern beat up on Coconut Creek the way they did. Did that surprise you a little bit or no? Or do you,
Well, I guess two reasons for that. Creek lost a lot of kids from last year. I mean, obviously on offense. But I'm telling you, I don't think we're giving Northwestern enough credit. I think this is a team they showed against Palmetto in the kickoff classic. They won 42-7, and then they came back and shut out Creek 45-0. And the thing is as I said last night, even talking to Ice Harris last night about it, the thing about Northwestern is what Booker T is. They're a disciplined inner-city football team, which kind of, if you're an opponent, you got to be afraid of that because they're not going to make mistakes. They're not going to talk a lot. And that's the one thing that Teddy has brought to that team. He's brought discipline, and these kids respect what he does, and you know, and they know that if they follow their lead, and he's got really good offensive coordinator and Coach Cox, Torrey Cox, who played there, played at Pitt, played in the NFL, and then Romeo Davis as well, and plus a lot of other good coaches. And that, you know, that's a recipe for success. And, you know, I think that people are saying, well, maybe in a year or two, Northwestern will be back. Joe, I have a feeling that
I thought
right
I thought the same thing. I said it's going to take him a while. Central still kind of the big dog down there, and then I'm like, wow, they are playing a lot better.
Yeah, and bringing up the Central game last week, and I had a
one
chance
touchdown.
To go.
That was crazy. Yeah. One touchdown against Lakeland.
But that's what happens when you have 11 penalties and key penalties and crazy penalties, like, you know, on a third down and long, having a roughing the passer, or having a personal foul when you're going in for a touchdown and then turn the ball over three times. And that's what happened. You can't do that against anybody, especially a team like Lakeland. Hey, let's face it. Lakeland came down. They played, you know, they're a team. I mean, they're obviously a program, two-time defending state champions who are not afraid to play teams now, and they can't because, and we went over this a couple of times already, that if you're going to be regarded as one of the best teams in the country, and you know California and Texas teams always get that, you know, they get that favoritism because they play tougher schedules. So that's why, you know, you look at a St. Thomas and, you know, they've added Chaminade and they've added Heritage and they played Bishop Gorman and, you know, and they play Western. So, you know, they're going right after it the same way that, you know, a Central is. And, you know, Central probably doesn't have the toughest schedule, you know, that they've had. But certainly they're in a situation where who wants to play them? You know, if they don't have to play them, they don't. And that's one of the reasons that St. Thomas and Chaminade belong to the BCAA because they give them their games. All they have to do is go get a few other games outside, and they don't have to schedule, you know, 9 or 10 games on their own. And that's huge because if you're another team and St. Thomas calls you up, hey, you want to play, you know, on a certain day, you're not going to say yes because, you know, that's not going to help your program. And but yeah, and the thing is so great about, you know, this season, and we talked about it last week, every week there's going to be something, as I told you.
Yeah, good,
you know,
games, really good games.
Yeah, St. Thomas, Columbus coming up. You also have an opportunity to, you know, to watch a team like Northwestern who play New Orleans in a few weeks. They play Columbus, they play Central, you know, so nobody's ducking anybody. You can't, you know, in New Orleans after kind of that first kickoff classic loss to Armwood, bounced back last week. They still have Northwestern coming up. They have Chaminade. They got to go to Coco. That just shows you where we're at as far as scheduling. And as I mentioned, nobody has a tougher schedule in this state than Heritage. You know, they played Milton. They have Western. They play Chaminade. They go to Naples. They play Central. They play New Orleans.
Wow.
Play
St.
Thomas.
You got it. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, you know, yeah, go ahead.
No, before I forget here. University of Miami at Florida. You're familiar. Yeah. Spent a lot of time at both programs, especially during the summer. A lot of the high school camps and guys go up there. What are your thoughts on, first of all, you need to tell people Florida's got a lot of talent before we start getting carried away with a 40-point win.
Right. Well, that's one thing I noticed, and when I came back from the summer and, you know, seeing that team and seeing them work out and, you know, seeing a lot of the kids and talking to Billy and, you know, some of the coaches, you get a greater understanding that this is not going to be one of those games that Miami's going to be able to come in and just say, hey, you know what, it's going to be 40-8. It's not. And whether they have the talent or not, you know, I've been to enough of these University of Miami, Florida games, even though they kind of like, you know, cut the series short. But back in the 70s and 80s, if you go to Florida Field or you come to the Orange Bowl, it's not a picnic. And the fans are going to get there, you know, at 10:30 in the morning and, you know, do their tailgating. By the time that, and 85% of that fan base is going to be there. And it's one of the five toughest places to play in the country. And, you know, Miami's going to have to come out and, you know, take it to them and not make mistakes. You make a mistake and you get down and that crowd never gets out of it. So, then, you know what, another thing is, you know, we talk about Florida State, Miami, and the recruits and how, you know, if you know, oh, this guy, they're going to go with that team or that team if they win. You know, this is probably one of those games where, you know, those, you know, maybe not the seniors, but the juniors and the sophomores who will be in attendance, this could sway them. You know, this could sway them in a game like this. And there's going to be 200-300 kids that are being invited by Florida that are on both teams' lists. So, yeah, and this could be a big game for that. And obviously, you know, I ran into Ben Hanks last night, and you know, his junior. Actually, he returned an interception 103 yards last night for a touchdown. But, you know, he committed to Florida, and he'll be there, and a lot of the commitments will be there. And this is one of those games where it matters. And, you know, again, and then I know the Hurricane fans were upset at me earlier in the week when I thought that Miami would, you know, this would be a closer game than people would think. And you know, I mean, and it's only right. I mean, Miami's 12-13 in the last 25 games. It's not like they're going to come in there with a 40-game winning streak, you know. So they got a lot of new faces, a lot of talented faces. But, you know, there's a chemistry thing.
Yeah, so you think Miami's got a shot to win this, though, at the same time?
Oh, quarterback. No, this is a four-quarter game. This is a four-quarter way into the, you know, last fourth quarter game. This could be a last possession game, but that's what I'm just saying. It's just, you know, you hear the Miami fans, and they've got reason, you know, with Cam Ward and all these other guys that they've added, and Martinez and Brown and all these, you know, the defensive line and defensive front seven, which is probably, you know, by the end of the season, is going to be one of the best in the country. But at the other, you got to respect, you know, the history of a place like Ben Hill Griffin in the Swamp, because And you know as well as I do, and, you know, playing in that Cal-Stanford game, it doesn't really matter. When you're a rival like that or you're an in-state rival, it doesn't really matter what records are. It just comes down to, you know, the tradition of the game. And certainly, you know, a couple of years ago, Alabama came into Gainesville and really didn't have their way. So it's a tough place to play, and we'll see what happens. But
Blue, I got to tell you, man, that was awesome. Somehow you took an SEC school – Florida Gators and somehow got Cal and Stanford into that. You were very nice.
You know,
that was very nice. I mean, listen, it's very nice. I don't know if half the kids that go to that game know what's going on and stuff, but you're right,
well,
man. That's
the one thing is we got it.
That was nice job.
We do have a Floridian starting at quarterback for Cal, so that's
right.
Yep, that's a good thing. But I can't wait every week now. You know, I mean, doing this so many years, you kind of have a tendency every week to say, oh, well, this game. But this year, there's no, you know, like today I'm going to take in a doubleheader. I'm going to go see Pace and Gulliver, and then I'm going to go over and see Columbus and the team from Maryland. And, it's just –
You just make sure they feed you. You make sure those mothers out there get there early. You know, you just make sure those good-looking moms over at Columbus are taken care of. That's all I'm asking, Blue. That's all right?
Don't even get me started.
All right. Hey, Blue, thank you, man. I appreciate
all
you
right,
coming
man. Have
on.
A good
thank
weekend.
You. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Larry Bluestein. You see, we broke him down right there, man. That got him. Those good-looking mothers at Columbus High School. Larry, come over here and grab a bite to eat. Come here. All right, hey, I'll tell you something that I love talking about, and that is somebody can really help you out here. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage really has no life, always working to make sure he can get you approved and help you with what you need, like a reverse mortgage, one of the hottest mortgages going right now. Especially if you're 62 or older, you qualify. And I want to let you know, if you're sitting here with a lot of equity in your home and not where you thought you'd be at 62 years of age, like a lot of folks, hey, this might be perfect for you. One of the hottest mortgages we have going on right now in South Florida is a reverse mortgage, and nobody gets you more equity out of your home. Nobody gets them done faster than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want to let you know a couple things. First of all, first-time home buyer rates, fixed rates in the fives right now for you. Self-employed and been declined by banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you too. I just want to let you know, when it comes to Michael Kotze getting it done, he can get you approved in half the time of the big banks. This guy's been doing it for 33 years, covering South Florida, making it happen for you when you need it and you need it fast. This is the kind of things Michael Kotze does. And by the way, if you're sitting right now in a condo and you're retired and you're going, what am I going to do, man? Interest rates are going up, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up. So now I'm using my credit card to make up the difference at 28, 29, 30% on that credit card. I'm in trouble. It's just a matter of time. I'm going to be so upside down, I'm in trouble. Michael Kotze says, let me relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off. 7 days a week, Michael Kotze can do it for you. 561-441-2730. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have, you big loser? What do you have for us today?
Well, speaking of big losers, Joe, Stephen A. Smith, they like to, on their show, they get into a handful of different topics. This is from a couple days ago. This was pretty awesome. I don't know who feeds him his information or whatever before he goes on the air. Aaron Judge, as we know, is having quite the season for the Yankees,
is he?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Stephen A. Smith thinks he has the reason why Aaron Judge might be playing so well. Here you go.
But you do got Juan Soto batting up behind you. You understand what I'm saying? They can't get around you a little bit. So, I mean, they got to pitch to the brother. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got Soto waiting in the wings. So all of those things facilitate Aaron Judge being who he is.
It's a fair point, right?
I mean, I
get it's a fair point.
Right.
With the only problem being that Soto has batted second in each of his 130 starts this season for the Yankees. Judge has batted third in every one of his 132 starts for the Yankees this season. So, Stephen A. does claim to be a Yankees fan. I would think if you were a fan of the team, you would probably know something like that.
I thought he's a Philly fan because he worked in Philly. Then I find now he's all New York. I don't know, but yeah, they.
The other guy, by the way, Mad Dog is sitting across him, just like
who's on MLB every day. Yeah, he didn't say anything.
But it is funny because it puts you in a very strange spot.
Can't show somebody up.
Do you want to correct the guy on the air and make him look bad? It's like. That's a tough one, man.
But he went all in on his point.
Nicely done.
You got to pitch to the guy because the next guy's coming up is...
Fair point, by the way.
Fair point if it was the case.
Yeah. Not the case. Whatever the case may be.
So are they just killing Stephen A. for this one?
The baseball community was a little...
So here's the thing that people say because they do this in a football community to him, too. Stick to basketball.
Where he's
good.
All right.
Which he hates, by the way.
We have College Game Day coming up this weekend. They'll be in Texas A&M for Texas A&M Notre Dame. Of course, that means we get a guest picker. And it's a big one.
Do I get to guess since you got a mad crush on him?
No. This is a big one. Here we go.
What's up, guys? Johnny Manziel here. As you guys know, college football season is right around the corner. And with that, Game Day is coming to College Station, Texas, and I'm very excited to announce that I will be the celebrity guest picker on Saturday at 9 Eastern Time. Aggieland, we need you guys loud and crazy as we have Notre Dame coming to town. Really looking forward to it, checking something off the bucket list this week. Can't wait. Giggle.
Big one coming up on Saturday.
What a great comeback for Johnny Manziel. What a great comeback in life.
He's got a podcast coming up here, too.
So,
you want to hear it at the podcast?
No, I don't.
Called Glory Days. Days is spelled D-A-Z-E. It'll be hosted by Johnny Manziel here. He will interview sports legends as they reminisce on some of the most remarkable moments and eras in sports that are still remembered and beloved by fans today.
Johnny Manziel's a really interesting character, right? Great college career, right? Kind of a wild guy. We knew he was wild.
Don't backtrack and accept him now.
I'm not.
Okay.
Wild guy.
Give him a hard time.
And then the next thing you know, he needs to be in rehab because he's hiding in the training room and in the equipment room because he's so hungover.
Remember he wore a mask to Vegas?
Went to Vegas. Oh, that was classic too.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to tennis here, Joe. We don't usually cover a lot of tennis in the headlines, but this was a big story here. Carlos Alcaraz smashed.
How can that happen?
Fell 6-1, 7-5, 6-4 to 74th ranked Botic van de Zanderschlup. And he is out of the U.S. Open here.
De Zanderschlup, tough out. That should not happen. So you want to hear the theory?
I'd love to, sure.
So those guys, I heard some of those guys complaining. They played in the Olympics. It threw up their whole, preparation and their rest and everything got thrown out of whack getting ready for this U.S. Open. So I don't know. Hadn't affected Joker yet. He's still playing fine. I don't know. I don't know what happened. That's a weird one. Did not expect that.
All right, we got a WNBA game tonight. Pretty intriguing here. Caitlin Clark will play Angel Reese yet again. And ticket prices for this one, Joe. Average ticket price for this game tonight, $1,045. Cheapest ticket being.
Do they like each other now? Are they okay? They seem to like come.
I don't know. They do seem to play each other a lot. But I don't know. I don't
really
know what the situation is.
Both
there.
Excellent players and been, by the way, great for the league.
I agree. It's been very good for their business, and that's a big number for those ticket prices. Said premium seats running up to $2,000 for this game. Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. And finally here, Joe, not surprising news. A study finds that Miami is the rudest city in the country.
More than New York?
46 of the largest metropolitan
areas. Oh, New York is
areas.
Down here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. So-called rude behaviors that were surveyed here, lack of self-awareness, talking on speakerphone in a shared space, not acknowledging strangers, lack of care for others, impoliteness with service staff members, and not letting others merge in front of them while driving, among other impolite actions.
All fair. More than fair.
Very fair.
This is... If
do you do that, by the way, when you're driving, you see someone trying to get over, you speed up just to screw up their day?
No, I don't.
I never understood why people did that.
No,
it's a big, big problem down here.
We got a lot of rude people, though.
Yeah, I don't like to think that like people down here are just inherently bad.
We have a lot of really, really rude people. Not aware. Their awareness is
I just never understood the speeding up to not let someone over.
Yeah, but that's just one thing.
So, like, I see videos every day. There's this, like, Made in Dade account or Only in Dade Twitter account that, and it's just people, like, strangers fist fighting in the middle of these streets because they, like, they're in, you know, one guy honked at one guy or the guy cut the guy off or.
Woody, I think everybody moves down here is aware of it. I tell you what, you go to watch tennis and watch these parents and, like, are you're kidding me.
Yeah, but the road rage thing is just the weirdest.
I mean, I just see it. I see it in every part of life down here. There's a lot of friggin' rude people.
Yes. But could you imagine you're driving and someone, like, upsets you and you're like, I have to do this. I got to end up in jail today. Like, this is worth it for me. Like, what goes through someone's head?
I don't know.
I have to defend my honor.
Yeah, no.
This guy cut me off.
Yeah.
I'm going to go make his day. Like,
yeah. And if I have to, we have to fight, and I get arrested. That's just
maybe it's just because I'm too lazy, but I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Weird, dude.
I'm with you, Woody.
I don't get it.
I'm with you.
Let someone in today if you're driving. Let's try to get off that that list.
Maybe you got a good night's rest. You're off to a good start today.
But you think that's the problem? We don't sleep in this city either.
I don't know.
A city that never sleeps. That's not us. Isn't that New York?
I don't know. No. I don't know what.
Isn't that in the Sinatra song, right? The city that never sleeps, New York.
I know this. We need to go to break when you start asking me stuff that you don't know because you're a dumbass and start throwing stuff out there.
See, that's what we're talking about, bro.
Atlantic Men's Clinic.
That's
I want to
exactly
tell you about.
What
maybe
we're
you.
About.
You know what?
I'm going there today. I am going down there today. But that's what I'm talking about, though. That's not going to help us on the list.
No. But I will tell you, believe it or not, if you have low T, you can be a little snappy. Yeah, you can see it. And I got some buddies, man. They're going along strong, and something happens, and they just lose it. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell was that meltdown? I don't know, man. Sometimes I just have them. Well, if you feel like you're getting to be a grumpy old man, I just want Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, you probably have low T, and with it, you have ED. Men will talk about low T. Men will not tell you they have ED because, like, you know, we're all proud guys, and your sex drive's gone, and nothing's working right now in the bed and bedroom, and you're like, oh, my God, I got problems. Hey, you can get rid of it. Reason I'm even talking about not trying to embarrass anybody, I had ED and low T. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic and the results were fantastic. Fast. 6 months ago, it hit me hard. Hit me hard in my 60s, and I could see it. It was getting worse and worse and worse, and it just stopped one day. And when it did, I finally had to do something. Atlantic Men's Clinic, when I went down there, scheduled a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I did. Initial visit included medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider. Their professionals are fantastic. They do all these tests for you and get you all set up, man. Then you decide what you want to do. But at least you know, and you know it can be fixed. And I don't know about you, but if you can get rid of low T and ED, I don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, don't you want to keep getting more out of life every day and being able to work out and have the energy to work out and chase that little lady of yours around a little bit? I mean, come on, man. That's what it's really all about. So get it all set up. Call them. They got 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Unbelievable results. Seriously, unbelievable results. I thank them every time I see them. 877-455-7300. Before we get to this football season, please take care of it. If you're grumpy and not sleeping well and tired all the time and irritable and no energy to work out, 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.